this weekend is kind of Easter. It'll be the same as Passover. And we have some different names that people put to this special weekend. For some places, it's a big celebration. I was thinking in Central America, like they call it a Semana Santa, Holy Week. And it's a big celebration. It's there day after day during the week. Probably some of you that will know what that I mean. And it's almost like tradition. It's just for the moment and then forget about it. But the suffering of Jesus in the cross is real. And he suffered for you and me. Having this in mind, I was thinking, oh God, the plan of salvation, God have the plan of salvation since the beginning, and there was leading to the crucifixion of Jesus, which was the Son of God, the one who came to save us. And in the beginning, in Genesis, I like to read, probably read lots of verses today. And most of it in the Old Testament, and then some in the New Testament. But the first verses I like to notice is in the beginning, in Genesis chapter 3, after when God created Adam and Eve, and give it orders to them to don't eat from the fruit of the tree, and they disobey. The verses I like to notice is, after they eat of the fruit, after they disobey, they was afraid. They was scared. Genesis chapter 3, verse 8. 10. Probably we will read verse 7 to 10. This was after they eat of the fruit of that God told them to don't eat. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. And the Lord called unto Adam and said unto him, where are they? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. He was afraid. What I like to bring it here is this passage here. We can, this is lots of, we can learn from that. But what I like to point it out is, after the sin, they was afraid. Verses 11 to 20 is they are the woman and Adam. There was putting excuses why they did it and the serpent and all that. But I like to verse 20-21. God provide for their condition, for their the way they was feeling. Verse 21, this is when God clothed in. Remember, verse 10, they was afraid, they know they was naked, and they plan and they try to make some clothes for themselves with fig leaf. I don't know how that would work. Probably they don't do a pretty good job. I don't know, but they try to cover. God, the provision here in verse 21, say, and to Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skin and clothe them. God have a provision. And I think this is the first part where God, the Bible, they don't tell us the God go and sacrifice some animals to make these coats, but there was, I think there was blood related. Some animals have to die to make this clothes for an Eve. And that was pointing to the blood of Jesus in the New Testament. One other point I like to notice here too is when God called Adam and Eve and they was hiding, God knew where they was, that they was hiding. God knew exactly what was happening there. And the answer. When God called them, they answered. And God provide for them. How many times when God call us, we don't answer. And we don't get the provision that God have for us. And especially around the world, we can see people afraid. People, they scared they will die. And when God call, they don't answer the calling of God. I think this is one point we can notice here. Now, I like to go in Exodus. When the children of Israel was in Egypt, and God take them to from there with a God take them from captivity to freedom. Exodus chapter 12. We know the story that during that time, from get to Exodus all to Genesis, God give orders to Moses to do a sacrifice for their sin of the people. If the people sin, they have to get a sheep or goat, 1 year old, with no defect, and they sacrifice them for their sin. And that was they have to do after, again and again. And in chapter 12 in Exodus, the children of Israel, they was ready to leave Egypt after the Pharaoh was oppressed them, and they was they was put lots of oppression on them. And God heard their cry. And the Pharaohs, the Egyptian was a plague. But before the last plague, there was the death of the firstborn. God told Moses to prepare for the Passover. And the Passover was the the angel will pass over the house where they have the blood painted in the front post of the house. We'll read here in Exodus chapter 12 and verse 5 to 14. This is the instruction that God gave to Moses to give to the people. And notice here in verse 5, your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. He shall take it out from the sheep or from the goat, and ye shall keep it up till the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take up the blood and sprinkle it in the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the house where they shall eat and eat. And they shall eat the flesh in the night, roast with fire and unleavened bread and with bitter herbs. They shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, not sudden at all with water, but roast with fire. His head with his leg and with the partition thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain till the morning. And that which remain ever till the morning ye shall burn with fire. And thus shall ye eat it with your loin girding, your shoes in your feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt. I will execute judgment. And I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the house where ye are. And where I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you for memorial, and ye shall keep it, and a feast to the Lord throughout your generation. Ye shall keep it. A feast by an ordinance forever. We have here the blood of the sheep with no blemish. That was the provision for protection for the firstborn of the children of Israel. The children of Israel, they did exactly what God told them to do. And we can read in the passage some here what they said that some of the Egyptians believed and they did the same. The Egyptians have the opportunity to follow Moses' Moses' teaching or whatever God told Moses to tell the Israel, the children of Israel. And the blood put it in the post of the house was the one day they saved it. God have a provision for them plan. And require blood. And during Sunday school, we was seeing the crucifixion of Jesus. And we noticed that happened in the same time of the Passover. But we will read some of those verses too. Now I like to go through the prophecy In the book of Isaiah, we have the prophecy of the crucifixion of Jesus. Isaiah 52. The prophet Isaiah was prophesying about the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. And it's interesting to see that the leaders in the New Testament, when we see the crucifixion of Jesus, they knew the scriptures, but they take the prophecy, they understood the prophecy the prophet Isaiah was saying. Chapter 52, so verse 13, and then we go through chapter 53 to the end. That's the prophecy about Jesus. Isaiah chapter 52, verse 13, and then we go to chapter 53. Behold, my servant shall deal proudly. He shall be exalted and exalted to the very high. As many were astonished at thee, his visage was so merry more than any man, and his form more than the Son of Man. So shall he sprinkle many nations. The king shall shut their mouth at him. For that which have not been told, then shall they see, and that which they have not heard, shall they consider. Who have delivered our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root of a dry ground. He have no form, no comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we shall desire him. He is despised and rejected of man, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he had borne our grief and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smiting of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripe we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord have laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before his shearers and dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his stead, because he have done no violence, neither was any listened in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him, he hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pressure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied by his knowledge. Shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was murmured with his transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. This is the prophecy that the prophet Isaiah prophesied about Jesus Christ. The priests in the Old and the New Testament, those that brought him before Pilate, they're supposed to understand the prophecy. And it was all written for this to happen. When Jesus come to earth, when he born, he was persecuted. They tried to kill him when he was a little small, when he was a little boy. And when he grew up, he was probably, we don't say persecuted, but they was not treated good in any way. And he knew the suffering he was coming for him. And he voluntarily offered his own life, his blood, for save us of our sin, of our iniquities. Now I like to read the book of Matthew. Here we have when Jesus was and the disciple was getting ready for the Passover. Matthew 26. Jesus knew that the time was coming close when he have to be crucified. And Jesus have the power to call a legion of angels to come and protect him, but he voluntarily gave himself for you and me. Let's read verse 2, chapter 26 of book of Matthew. I will read verse 1 and 2. And it came to pass, when Jesus had finished all this saying, he said unto his disciples, ye know that after 2 days, if the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified. That was 2 days before the feast of the Passover. He told the disciple, I will be crucified. He knew what was coming. And He did it for his love they have for a human, for us, for and you can see after this we have an in verse 10. He is in verse before that. The woman come and anoint him when he was together with the disciple. The woman come and broke the bottle of perfume and anoint him. And all this was getting ready for the preparation for his crucifixion. Now let's read verse 17 to 29 in chapter 26. Now the first day of the feast of unleavened bread, the disciples come to Jesus saying unto him, where will be that we prepare for the to eat the Passover? And he say, go unto the city and search a man and say unto him, the master say, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at thy house with my disciples. And the disciples did as Jesus had appointed, and they made ready the Passover. Now, when the evening was come, he sat down with the 12. And as they did eat, he said, verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. And they were exceeding sorrowful, and began every one of them to say unto him, Lord, it is I. And he answered and said, he that dipped his hand with me in the dish, the same betrayed me. The Son of Man goes as is written of him. But woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if they have not been born. Then Judas would betray him, answer it and say, Master, it is I. He said unto him, thou hast said. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, embrace it and break it and give it to the disciple and say, take it, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sin. But I say unto you, I will not drink, therefore, of this fruit of the vine till the day when I drink it, it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Jesus knew that one of them that will betray him. And we have the what happened there when it still was after the supper. They went to the Mount of Olives. And Jesus was really sorrowful because the hour was coming. And he was praying to God. Verse 27, no, chapter 27. Jesus was accused to be crucified. Start verse 15, Matthew 27, verse 15. The That was when they brought him to Pilate to be because he was accused falsely. And verse 15. Now that at the feast, the governor was wont to release unto the people a prisoner who they won. And they have then an honorable prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, Whom will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ? For he knew that for envy they have delivered him. When he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, Have thou nothing to do with that just man, for I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said unto them, Whether of the will ye have a release unto you? They say, Barabbas. Pilate say unto them, What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? They all say unto him, Let him be crucified. And the governor say, Why that evil that he done? But they cry out the more, saying, Let him be crucified. Then Pilate saw that he can prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made. He took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it. Then answered all the people and said, His blood be on us and on our children. Then release he Barabbas unto them. And when he have scourged Jesus, he delivered him to the to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus unto the common hall and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers. And they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. And when they have planted a crown and turned, they put it upon his head and a reed in his right hand, and they bow the knee before him and mock him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews. And they spit upon him and took the reed and smote him in the head. And after that they had smoked him, they took the robe from him and put his own raiment and hit on him and led him away to crucify him. And as they come out, they found a man, Cyrene by name, whom they compelled to bear his cross. And when they were come unto the place called Golgotha, that is to say, a place of skull, they give him vinegar to drink, mingled with galls. And when he have tasted, therefore, he will not drink. And they crucify him and parted him garment, getting lots, that is might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet. They parted my garment among them, and upon my virtue did they cast lot. And Jesus, and sitting down, they watched him there, and set up over his head, his accusation written, this is the Jews, the king of the... He said, Jesus, the king of the Jews. After that this happened here, the leaders of the priests of the church, we can say there was provoking the multitude to ask for Barabbas instead of Jesus Christ. And when we see this, the opportunity they have, they have Jesus, the Son of God, there. He have the power to stop everything or to call for help. A legion of angels, they can come and help him. He himself give the power to Pilate to let him be sent to be crucified. He have the power to stop Pilate, but he give himself willingly for us. When we see the love that Jesus have for each one of us, and all that he going through, having the power to do it or not, that he choose to do it because he have love for us. When he was praying in the Mount of Olives, they say that he was praying and the sweat was like drops of blood that was coming up at him. And because his love, because he go through all this, now we have the provision that God have prepared for us for our salvation. Now the blood of Jesus is the one that covers the sins that in the Old Testament they need to be. Animals have to be suffer year after year to cover the sin, and they will just cover it, each sin. Now Jesus, the blood of Jesus, they cover us for the all their sin. If we come to him. We listen to him. Pilate have this opportunity to identify with Jesus Christ or even to release him, but he was afraid of the multitude. He was afraid. He just let Christ being crucified. And instead, he just bring water, wash his hand, and he say, I am out of this. And the people, without thinking, verse 25, when the people answer to Pilate, it's sad to see. They don't understand the suffering of Jesus, the same suffering was for them too. The answer of the multitude was, in verse 25, they say, then answer all the people and say, his blood be on us and on our children. There was no knowing what they were saying. And they don't appreciate the blood. what the blood was for them and for the children. The blood that Jesus shared on the cross. No knowing what they were saying, the blood was a salvation. I like to leave some verses with you in Isaiah. Encouraged to me. Isaiah 55. That was the prophet Isaiah. Talking to the people, invite them to come to God to buy food freely with no money. But the verse I like to read is verse 6. Let us encourage to us. Seek ye the Lord while he might be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thought, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. All the multitude that was around Jesus when they was crucified, they missed that. Jesus was dead, but they don't seek for him. And this is a reminder to us to seek God, to seek the Lord while he might be found. And call ye upon him while he is near. Opportunities pass. God give us the opportunity. God give us the plan of salvation for us, except to us. What we do with that? We have a song that we sing often, What You Will Do With Jesus. It's a good reminder to us. What we do with Jesus when we go in a daily basis or in a work or whatever, what we represent, we identify for Jesus, or we are like Pilate, that we just scare, we don't want to identify. God in his love provide that for us. The blood of Jesus was shared for you and me. And now, like, he's celebrating the Passover all over the world, probably, for sure, in Central America and North America. This is a celebration, some. But we really understand the meaning of the suffering of Christ, or it's just like tradition. We're really thankful for God's plan of salvation. I hope we can understand that all the suffering that Jesus went through was for our own good. And he did it because he wants us to be saved. And it's accepted to us. Thank you for you. Thank you.